Blog Talk Radio.
I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
A lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP
Radio.
Well, hello, my friends. Welcome to a brand new episode of DDP Radio Live right here at DDPRadio.com. As always, my name is Mike Mullins. I am broadcasting live from the DDP Radioplex in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina, and as usual, I got to take my chopper ride to the top of the building. I get the red carpet rolled out for me. Mike Mullins is coming to town, climbing up that tower, rung by rung by rung by rung, and all the way to the top. I take the light, that big giant spotlight, and I turn it up to the great white north. Way up on the mountain, on top of the mountain, on top of the mountain, on top of Mount Ontario, Canada. And on top of that mountain is a beam of light and smoke and fire and snow and ice and rain and thunder and lightning and Crystal Stewart. He connects those lights and boom, DDP Radio broadcasted all over the world. How are you, my friend? Hello, Crystal.
Hello. Welcome to the shenanigans already. Holy cow.
Yeah. Always shenanigans. Coming off another week here at DDP Radio. I can't believe the summer is flying by. Every time I sit in my chair to do this show, I think to myself, has it been a whole week since I was just here again? Because these weeks are flying by. And I got to tell you, in these times, in these crazy times, I'm so glad I have this this place, this platform to talk to people, to get inspired by you and everyone else in the DDPY community. Every single week, and it's so fun to come out here and do this. And I just wanted to give a shout out to real quick. I was told a bunch of people are going to be listening tonight who are down on the DDPY retreat in Mexico. So hello to Christina Ann and everyone out there at the retreat. You guys are having a blast. I hope you're behaving yourselves, and make sure that you do a wobble rita for me and Dave Orth while you're out there. So just wanted to give a shout out real quick. All right, so I was a little confused. I just got your text. I was confused about what we were doing tonight, but so we're going to call it on the fly. That was my fault, not yours. I read things wrong. So I knew we were having one guest on, and you had mentioned we were having somebody else come on too, and I just thought they were calling in. I didn't realize they were going to be a full-fledged guest as well, so I'm unprepared, but that's nothing new, so that's positive. We'll just do business as usual. But without any further ado, I'm going to have you, Crystal, because you're the one that is up there doing the schedule. You're up there just like with like, your quill and your pen and your feather and your ink, and you're just writing out the schedule until 2044. So I know that you've been working really hard, and you go in and do all this research, out about our guests and who's crushing it, who's walking the walk, who's talking the talk, who's doing it all, and then you book them on the show to inspire the world. So I'm going to have you go ahead and intro our guests, and I will pull them up. I think I have both of them here, so if you want to go do that, and we'll get this thing on the road.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to need coffee to get through this week. So this week, Mike and I welcome a new warrior to the show. Her name is Brittany Pembridge. Her story is like so many before her, unhappy, unhealthy and in need of a positive change. We forget what feeling good is all about and what it's like. And we find ourselves struggling and coping with what is looking back at us every day when we pass a mirror or, you know, that crowd of people at the mall. Life can be physically hard and mentally exhausting. Brittany's story is one of determination and the importance of support. Joining Brittany tonight is our friend Rob Ramsey. He once again proves how invaluable support is on the path to success. It is vitally important to always have friends to ride in your limousine with you. But it takes amazing friends like Rob who will help you push that limousine when it breaks down. Please welcome to this week's show my friend Brittany and Rob.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Brittany. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hello.
Good. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I appreciate you, you both coming on here tonight, and I'll try to keep it as organized as possible. Sometimes when you get a few callers, it can get a little bit clustered. But I'll, when I ask a question, I'll ask one and then the other because our line's stuck here, so it's you don't want to be cutting out. But I'll try to direct traffic best I can. But Brittany, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on. And to start off with you, every DDPY warrior needs an origin story. Every person needs a start. Where did you come from, and how did you get to the point where you were ready to take that plunge and try DDPY?
Well, in the summer of 2020, I knew that I was over 300 pounds, and I had reached out to my Instagram, and I asked if anybody could recommend a program that wouldn't be taxing on my joints and that could help me get my weight down. And a friend of mine recommended DDPY, and she said that she had never tried it, but she had seen a lot of the transformation stories, and she said, you know, just give it a shot. And so I signed up for the free trial, and I actually was scared, and I waited until the last day of the trial to do a bed flex workout. And I'm like, you know, this is actually going to work for me. So I decided to sign up for a year at the time, and I stuck to bed flex workouts for quite a while because my thought was, you know, I know them, I'm comfortable with them, and I know that they're working, and I can get the workout in, and I'm not trying something that may or may not work or something that's essentially scary to me. And I was actually doing really well until the holidays in 2020 hit. I had probably lost maybe 30 pounds at the time. And then the holidays hit, and I ended up gaining everything I lost back and fell off the wagon pretty hard. And then in March of 2021, I had a pipe that leaked in my kitchen, and it ended up damaging the entire kitchen to the point where they had to rip up our floor, pull out all of our cabinets, and we had to stay in a hotel for a week. And our kitchen was out of commission from March until December of 21. So we basically could not use our fridge. We couldn't use our stove. We had to use a cooler in the living room for, like, just little things that could fit in there. So my diet pretty much consisted of, like, Mountain Dew and chips and cheese. And I could tell that my weight was creeping up, and I wasn't entirely sure how bad it had gotten until I tried to get on my scale. And my scale goes up to 400 pounds, and I got an error message on it. And I didn't know what it meant until I looked in the book, and it said that if you get the error, it means you're over 400 pounds. And I had always told myself, because I had been in the 300s for a very long time, and I had always said, you know, I'm never, ever going to get over 400 pounds. And I had managed to do it. And I ended up reaching out to Dallas, and I said, you know, I'm struggling. I'm over 400 pounds somewhere. And he said, you know, I don't care where you go. I don't care how you get this weight, but you need to figure out exactly where you're starting at. And I managed to get my weight, and I weighed in at 418.5 pounds. The next day, I had eaten everything in sight because I was preparing to start fresh. And so I started fresh. I was doing well for a little while and lost a little bit. And then I ended up getting back off track again, and I had eaten my way back up to 418 pounds again. And when I got that high, this was February of 22, I also developed really bad health anxiety to the point that I was keeping my family up at night because I was crying and scared to death that I was going to have a heart attack. I ended up in the ER because I thought I was having a heart attack, and they referred me to a cardiologist, and the cardiologist that I picked up, they just said, you know, it's anxiety, go see a cardiologist, they'll check your heart out and send you on your way. And I picked this cardiologist because he looked like he was a very nice guy, and he came in the room, and the first thing he started doing before really examining me was shaming me for how big I was. And he told me, you know, you're not going to lose weight. The only way you'll ever lose weight is with weight loss surgery. I need you to go see my friend that's a bariatric surgeon and get your weight down. I mean, he really did not even want to address any of my concerns. It was just, you know, your weight's too high, go see my friend. And I generally am a pretty polite person, so I told him, you know, thank you, I appreciate your words, but I want to do this on my own. And he laughed at me. And I, like I said, I'm generally a nice person, but I don't like when somebody underestimates me. And he was underestimating that I could lose any weight on my own, and it made me mad. And that sort of sparked a little bit of a fire in me. And so in March of 22, I had signed up for Vance's Challenge, and that kind of helped spark me back on the road to being on track. And I've been totally on track ever since. In the beginning, I just had cut out gluten mostly, most dairy, and I was just doing DDPY daily because, you know, I was still very heavy, and, you know, walking was a chore. There really kind of wasn't much that I could do, and I didn't want to share anything with anybody. If you look back in the community, I really didn't post a whole lot, and I kept most of my stuff private unless I had something big to say, because my thought was, you know, if I fail again, then I don't have to worry about criticism from other people. I can fail on my own and get back on track if I have to. But if I post pictures and post success, then I'm sort of accountable to other people, and I have the pressure that if I'm going to fail, then I have all these people that are judging me for failing. So I kind of stayed pretty quiet in the DDPY community, kind of almost until this year. I did end up winning Vance's Challenge for the women. I lost 50 pounds the quickest. I started gradually developing a pretty strong circle of friends and a really good network of support along the way, because I realized probably mid last year that I needed to start relying on people, and that, you know, I was doing a good job, but at some point I may struggle, and I need to have people by my side who understand that. And I actually am down to 275 now from 418 pounds.
Wow.
I'm very much looking forward to hitting the minus 150 mark, which hopefully is coming very soon. But that is basically my story.
Wow, that's incredible. Sorry,
you're
Christine.
Amazing. No, I was just going to say, you know what? I've done my homework, and I've read everything that I could possibly find on you. And I'm so, so glad just to hear your voice and just to say to you that, oh, my God, I'm so stinking proud of you. It's ridiculous.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's incredible. And we're going to get into all of that. We're going to get into that story, too. But I wanted to intro Rob here, too. Rob, I know you were on with us about a year ago, right?
Yeah.
So this is a great point, too, because, you know, Rob's been around here for a while. He's had his story featured on GDP Radio. And Rob and also Brittany, what does it mean to you to have somebody who's, you know, in the community, who believes in you, who's there to kind of balance each other's opinions, you know, fears, regrets, successes off of. Rob, what does that mean for you, both giving and receiving that support? And then, Brittany, same question goes to you right after.
You know, when I first started in the DDPY community, I was just like everybody else. I was just kind of felt like a guy on a raft out there just kind of floating in the sea with no direction whatsoever. And Scott Anderson pointed me in the right direction and gave me some insight on to some things that I might be doing wrong and some things that I might want to check out. And what little bit of information Scott was able to give me pushed me into the direction that I needed to go. And I just simply wanted to pay it forward to other people. And I love helping Brittany do what she's doing because I see her growth, and it's really self-gratifying to see you give somebody advice and they use that advice and it works for them. So it's I can't describe it any better than that.
I mean, I think for me, Rob, is that I know you outside of, obviously, GDP Radio, and we talk, and I wanted to take the opportunity to say one of the greatest blessings that I have found in my journey here is Rob's friendship, and he is just a damn good person, and I'm so grateful just to say yes. He's my friend, and I'm so grateful. So thank you.
Oh, stop. You're going to make me cry.
Who would the big tough guy is going to cry?
Yeah. And Brittany's pretty good about putting me on the spot.
I don't know
and
what you're talking about.
She says, if you think she says
but thank
that
you,
to
Crystal.
Everyone, that's
I appreciate
not true.
That.
You're welcome.
If you think she says that to everyone, it's not true. She told me I was the worst person she knows about 20 minutes ago, so it's not just a bland compliment.
That has probably no comparison to some of the things that Brittany says to me on the daily. I wake up. Brittany sends me a photograph of her flipping me the bird every morning.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have to put that in a Christmas card.
Yeah. No.
So, you know, Brittany, same question goes to you. What is, we wanted to get Rob on here with you because he was such a source of inspiration and help and advice throughout all of this process, which is invaluable, especially if you've got somebody you can find in the community that not only can just dish out advice, but takes an interest in you and takes stake in your victories. And to find someone like that is really, it's a game changer. It's the difference between sometimes succeeding and not. What has Rob's friendship and mentorship meant to you? And how do you think you pay it forward in the community as well? Because it's one of those things in DDPY, they always say, like, the final step in, like, AA or something is you got to go out and help other people. And we always do that. The next generation that came before us helps, and it's just a continuing line of people helping people. So what has Rob's mentorship meant to you, and you know, how do you feel like you could pay that forward to other people in the future?
It's like if you had asked me a year ago who Rob was on my journey, I would have been like, I don't know. Because honestly, at the time, he would pop up every time I would post something. And like I said, I really never posted much in the DDPY group, but I would post it on my page. And he would chime in to say, you know, I'm following your journey. And every time he said that, I was like, who is this guy? And why is he commenting on my stuff? I didn't really understand why he cared or like why he saw an interest in me. And I guess he saw something that I really had trouble seeing at the time. And when I hit the 100-pound mark in November, I have a small group of girls, my diamonds in the rough, that I have relied on quite a bit. And I told them, you know, hey, guys, I finally lost 100 pounds. And then right after I messaged them, my next instinct was, you know, hey, Rob has always supported me. And, like, we hadn't really talked at all, just besides him commenting on my stuff. But for some reason, I was compelled to message him and say, you know, hey, I hit the 100-pound mark. And then when I got under 300 pounds, he was actually the first person I told, and that includes my family. I didn't tell them that I was under 300 pounds. My first instinct was to tell Rob because he was someone who was interested in my journey, and he saw something in me. And he has become my main person on this journey, especially in the last month and a half, because I was, once I got under 300 pounds, I actually stalled out from January to April. And I had mentioned to Rob, you know, I need a little extra support and could you help? And he has just been, I don't want to give him a big head because I know he's going to get one. I know. But, like, words cannot describe how grateful I am to have him by my side on this journey. He has sparked this fire in me that I didn't know existed, and he just pushes me harder than I've ever been pushed. And it's just, I know that in the past, if I had struggled, I probably would have fallen off track. But I know now that if I have a little bit of a struggle, I can say, hey, Rob, I'm struggling with this. And I know that he will be there, and he might smack me up on side the head or send me the finger. But I know that he will give me advice and help me get out of that struggle. And so when I see people post in the DDPY group that seem to not be far on their journeys, or people that seem to be struggling, if there's something that I feel like I can help with, I try to reach out to them as best I can to try to pay it forward to help them, like everybody has been helping me.
And I think when I was doing your intro, Brittany, this is where that whole limousine analogy kind of came in. You know, there's so many people that are willing to jump on while you're succeeding and things are going great and, you know, you're shooting sunshine out of your door and just everything is awesome. But who's going to be there when the limousine breaks down and you have to push it? It's a different kind of friendship when you have someone who teaches you how to persevere and get to a next level despite you not thinking that you can do something. It's a whole different ball of wax.
Yeah. I mean, he has been so great helping because – there's a lot of things that my family don't understand. They don't understand that they try to, they really do. But, you know, when I say, no, I don't want ice cream, you're welcome to get it, it's not going to bother me. They don't get that. They don't understand why I just don't want it. And I've had to start choosing my words and, you know, explaining them, I'm choosing not to eat that. And even then, they still don't understand, but I know that Rob does understand. And if I'm frustrated because my family wants pizza and they're trying to guilt me into that, I know that I can be like, Rob, I'm going nuts over here. My family is trying to get pizza, and they're not listening to me. And, I mean, they really do try to understand this journey, but when you haven't had weight to lose, when you haven't struggled with stuff like that, it's hard to understand. And so having somebody that I can reach out to that does understand is just, it's so important to me. And, you know, like I said, if you had asked me a year ago who Rob was on my journey, I don't know, just some random guy that is commenting on my post. But he has just been so important to me lately.
Don't let her fool you, Crystal. She pushes me just as much as I push her. I don't know if you know what we got going on right now, but Brittany is a true fighter in every sense of the word. She was doing 75 hard by herself before I actually took her. Actually, Brittany's a part of my fast track coaching team. And when she came on board, she was just finishing up what, Brittany, maybe the last 10 days of the fast,
25,
of the 75
I think it
hard?
Was. I think it was 25.
Yeah, I think you're right. But, I know Christy and Mike, you probably both know that I'm an avid biker.
Yep.
I ride a lot of bicycle. And so, Brittany started riding bicycle. She ordered and received an indoor bike, and she somebody had made the comment about how many miles I was doing this year, and I originally was only trying to do like 5,000 miles, and somebody, do you think you can do more? And Brittany jumped in and said, well, how about this? I'll challenge you. I'll do 5,000 miles. Brittany's doing 5,000 miles this year if I'll do 10,000. And how do you turn something like that down? What kind of a coach would you be?
Wow.
This girl's got a lot of moxie. A lot. And I see a lot of myself in her, and I'm going to push her as far as I can absolutely push her.
That's incredible. And, you know, it's great having somebody too on the level. You know, you know, I've been through there where your family doesn't get what you're dealing with, and they're not expected to get it. I mean, they don't deal with that problem. They don't have the same problem as I, so they're not going to relate to it in the same way. They'll try their best, but sometimes it's not happening. But when you have somebody in the trenches with you, in the same community, in the same doing the same thing, that you can kind of rely on, who kind of gets it more than the people in your world. I'm sure they mean well. I'm sure they try. But, you know, Rob's been through that with a lot of people. He's talked to a lot of people. He's been around here a long time. And then you have somebody like that that you can kind of lean on when things get tough, but also push each other when, you know, just to get better, to find some of the challenge, that bike race. I mean, that's an awesome deal. They say it's like riding a bike, and I tried to hop on a bike for the first time in 15 years, like at my parents' house, like when I went to visit them last year, and I'm like, oh my God, it's not at all like riding a bike. This is not just easy at all. But I still have the scabs on my knee from that trip. But that's incredible. When I think about that, like to find somebody who's there, who have similar interests, that can push each other to be better people, like that's a challenge in a friendship that's worth keeping.
He's got me doing 30 miles a day on the bike most days so that I can hit my 5,000. Like once I'm done on the radio, I have 4 more miles to get in because I got most of them done along with my DDPY, but I still have 4 more miles to do to hit my 30 for the day so that I can hit my 5,000. Well, I'm sorry. You know I always get them done.
Yes, you do, every day.
Brittany,
it's the last thing she tells me every day. I finished my miles, and then she gives me a finger.
I do, every day.
Brittany, Did you ever think that you would be that person, you know, that makes a plan and sticks with it? Because it's hard. It's hard when you've never done it before, and then all of a sudden you're doing it. It's got to be a bit of a weird feeling.
It really is. I have tried my entire life to lose weight. I've always been heavy, and every time I've tried to lose weight in the past, I would get to about 80 or 90 pounds, and then I would go back. I had never reached minus 100 pounds, and I very rarely was able to get under 300 pounds, and I never expected that I would be doing 30 miles a day on the bike, or that I would basically set my alarm for 5 o'clock in the morning, thanks, Rob, and get up and eat breakfast, and start getting my workouts in. I never thought I would be that person. I like my sleep, but since I am pushing myself so hard, I am actually sleeping better. I'm in bed around 10:30, 11 every night, and I get solid sleep until my alarm goes off. I get up, I give Rob the finger, and go about my business. I start on my miles early. I start stretching. I get my DDPY in. I go more miles, and just I never thought I would be that person, that I would just basically crave the exercise and crave it, because I feel like I need to get it done and I need to get it in because it helps me. I may feel exhausted, but like, it's a great feeling, and some days my legs are killing me, and I am sitting on the bike, and I am just shooting Rob the worst looks from Ohio to Texas, and I'm giving him the finger, and I'm cussing at him because my legs hurt, and I'm done, and I don't feel like doing any more miles, especially this past weekend. I started late on Friday getting my miles in, because I had a doctor's appointment, and I honestly did not think I was going to get them in. And I told him, I said, I was about to tap on these miles for the day. I was about to stop. I didn't think I was going to get them done. And every single day I managed to get them done. And today my legs are actually feeling amazing. So I may end up, I probably even shouldn't say this to him, but I might actually do more than 4, which would put me over 30 miles for the day. But, I mean, like, I am feeling great.
Isn't this
I can
program
feel...
recorded?
Yes.
So you just shot yourself in the foot, girl. I expect more than 4 now.
You slip me a 50, and I can hit the delete button for you.
I'm feeling amazing.
So it's a pretty incredible feeling when you can kind of subvert your own expectations. I was that guy who just failed constantly, tried to lose weight, failed, and you get so dejected that you're kind of just set a precedent for yourself to. In my mind, I'd be like, I'm going to try to lose weight, but I know it's going to fail. But when you start succeeding and you start getting those victories under your belt and your mindset changes, instead of like, I'm going to do this, but I know it always happens, you start to get hopeful. You start to get excited and believe in yourself. And when you start believing in yourself and have that mindset of I can do it, your mind starts thinking differently. And you start like coming up with things that you'd like to do that normally your kind of brain would shut off as a possibility. How has the mindset of losing weight and changing your attitude and changing the way you think, how has it inspired you to kind of get outside of your comfort zone and maybe attempt other things?
Well, a lot of people don't know this about me. In 2014, it was 2014. I had lost 80 pounds and I wanted to work in a gym, and I went in just to work the front desk, and I was laughed at, because I was still heavy. And then I interviewed at a second gym and they're like, oh, you're interviewing for a personal trainer job. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not a personal trainer. And they're like, oh, we're putting you down as interviewing for a personal trainer job. And I'm like, no, I just want to work at the desk. And as I left the interview, I knew I didn't have that job, but I could hear them laughing at me. Because they didn't think that I should be working in a gym because I was so heavy. But that kind of sparked me to try to get certified as a personal trainer. And because I figured, you know, I can help other people who are heavy and who might not have this comfort zone that they want to hire somebody who is smaller than them or who hasn't been there. And so I tried to become certified to be a personal trainer, and I failed the first time. I failed the exam pretty bad, and I was feeling pretty down on myself. And I ended up retaking it, and I passed. And then last year I was certified in as a 200-hour registered yoga teacher. And I'm currently talking to Hayden about starting the interview process to become a level one instructor. We are working out a time to get an interview scheduled for that. Because, you know, I want to be able to help other people like everybody has been helping me. And, you know, I'm in this mindset where I'm feeling pretty darn unstoppable right now. I feel like I can kind of conquer anything that is thrown at me.
You can?
And don't throw anything else at me, Rob. But I feel like I can take on anything at this point. And this has been, I mean, even earlier this year, I did not feel like this, but probably in the last, well, since I started working with Rob, he just kind of lit a fire underneath my butt and has brought this out in me.
So, Brittany, when I was coming back from Georgia, when I went to Summit a few years ago, I made a quote coming back, landing into Toronto, and I was just kind of reflecting on everything that was going on. And I came up with it, and it's DDPY is not about the size of your ass. It's about getting your head out of it.
Yep.
And I mean, no truer words, because we have all convinced ourselves of what we can and can't do. Holy cow. But when you, and it's very visual to see, because you can see when you and Rob pair up that you push each other and you feed off each other. And it's such a beautiful thing to have that support and that friendship. I mean, wow, you're unstoppable and you're going to be unstoppable.
Thank you.
She is a force. I will tell you that.
You know, you talked about being laughed out of the gym and these things that you went through, these, you know, experiences that can be humiliating. And I'm not saying it's the healthiest way to deal with it, but spite is a hell of a motivator.
It sure is. And it has sparked a lot on my journey.
You know, I for one, have never been one to be a bully. I'm very anti-bully, and when I see people getting pushed around, it pisses me off because I try to see the person inside, not what they're at their current weight or who they currently are. And what I saw in Brittany was a fighter. That girl wanted something, and I felt like I had something that I could contribute to her to help her change just a little bit. I mean, I didn't really change a whole lot about what she was doing. We changed a little bit of the way she was eating. She was using the keto word, which I am not going to go there.
No. I have not been on that since, like, 2020. I was just eating lower carb, but I was eating a lot of bacon, and it is a very inside joke between me and Rob because I told him when I started that the one thing he would not be able to do is get me to give up bacon because I was eating it every single day. And I ate those words because I am no longer eating bacon.
Yeah, we don't eat bacon. Oh.
I may have sent him pictures of me in the grocery store holding bacon, and I may have gotten angry phone calls in the middle of the grocery store saying, "Are you kidding me?" But no, I did not actually buy the bacon.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend bacon isn't awesome, so I will stay out of this. You know, I had my best friend for a while. We were trying to eat better, and he said to me once, and I'm all for, I love the healthier options. I'm cool with it. I love it. It tastes good. But one of my friends one time said, "You should try kale chips. They're just as good as real chips." And I'm no longer friends with that person.
You're no longer
the hell out of here
friends.
With kale chips.
Yeah. I draw the line at kale. I can't
kale
eat that.
Kale is pure evil, just growing from the ground. I'm sorry. I'm very anti-kale. I'm ball for health, very anti-kale.
Yes,
so,
I'm with you.
Oh, yeah,
you know, Rob, just to catch people up, too, I know we had you on here last year, but for those who aren't really familiar with how you got involved with DDPY, you have the Cliff Notes version of how you kind of got into this world and started mentoring people on the group and being so involved.
The long and the short of it is I blew my back out in 2001, and I had a doctor that I trusted put me on a very high dose of opiates, fentanyl and Percocet, Oxy 30s, whatever I wanted. Just keep working. And the final straw was I passed out behind the wheel with my grandson in the truck. And just right in that same time period, I saw Dallas on Joe Rogan, and he had a similar injury to mine. Mine was a little more severe, but I thought, you know, it worked for this guy, and he's back in the ring doing awesome shit. Why can't it work for me? And it did. And so I took what he had and what he gave me, and I built on it, and I got back up on my feet. I checked into a rehab facility and got off of the opiates. I've been clean and sober since the 14th of September 2018. Thank you. Once I started getting a little bit of steam rolling in the community, I noticed that, you know, people always need some kind of just a little nudge here and there. And I started doing that. And then actually Steve Yu sent me this little clip about fast track coaching, because I tried to be an instructor and that's just not my thing. But, you know, I just couldn't get into it, but he sent me that, and I got looking into it, and I thought, man, that's something I think I could sink my teeth into. And so I started looking into the fast track coaching, and, you know, I really like it. I really like helping the people that just, you know, they need that jerk in their corner that'll, you know, not let them fail. You know, somebody that's willing to be the jerk. And I don't mind, you know, I know that you don't want to do this, but you know that doing this is better for you. And passing that on, it's very self-gratifying.
That's incredible. And I'm so glad you're here with us, too, because, you know, we've seen the past few years, too, what the opiate epidemic has done. It's taken a lot of our friends, and probably there's a good chance if you didn't hop into rehab with all that's been going on the past few years, you might be one of those people we had to bury. I'm glad you're here, man. It takes a lot of strength to pull yourself up after that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm confident I would have been gone. It was to the point where I was passing out everywhere. And when I would try to explain that to my doctor, oh, you're fine. You're doing great. Go back to work, you know. And it got pretty scary. It really did. It was past the point where I was being prescribed healthy doses. I don't even want to say that phrase. There's not a healthy dose of opiates, but it got past the point where it was not only I was a danger to myself, I was a danger to other people, and I knew that had to stop.
Sometimes that's what it takes.
I love that you are on the show because you're proof positive that no matter how far someone has gone down a path, you can always turn around and come back and change where you're going. And I think that's really inspiring. Now, no one said it was going to be easy, but it's definitely worth it. And like I said previously, you're one of my best friends, and, you know, I love having you in my life. So,
I'm grateful. Crystal, quit. You're giving me goosebumps again. You're going to make me cry. Somebody's going to call me a P-word. You know they are.
If you're getting a
that
big head, here you go. I'll give you
the other line.
If you're getting a big head, I'll give you the finger to help take you down a notch.
Thank you. I'm feeling
it seems
better
like everyone's
already.
Giving Rob the finger over here. No.
Yeah,
you
well,
know,
I'm sure you're not the only one.
No, you're not.
Though, it's incredible because, you know, in order to get clean, there's a lot of it that comes from you, but a lot of it comes from the hard, cold reality, tough love type of thing. And you seem to be one of those people that can kind of pull off both that, like, you know, paternal, you know, support, but also with the reality. There's a lot of people willing to be supportive, but if you're just blowing smoke all the time, you're really doing a disservice to somebody. And you seem to be the kind of guy, the kind of personality that can give both the support and the hard, you know, cold glass of water to the face when you need it.
And, you know, and oddly enough, people respond to that. And I understand that I'm not for everybody. You know, I cuss a little bit, and yeah, I'll bitch at you if you're doing the wrong. A little bit. Shut up. You know, if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, I'm going to call you out on that. But, you know, I think, and this is probably not even going to be a popular opinion, but I think what we've incorporated in today's society is we're just too soft.
Right.
You can't say shit without offending somebody anymore. And that, you know, it's not what I said. It's how you receive it. And if I'm telling you that you're not doing the work and I'm disappointed in you, well, if that crushes your feelings down to the point where you're going to have a total meltdown, that's not what I said. It's how you brought it in. But, I mean, our society has got to – we got to change. We really do. We got to change because we're headed in the wrong direction. I might be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Crystal, can you call HR? That offended me.
I need to tell you that in our meetings, I have been teaching the HR department the whole Canadian phrase, F-A-F-O, just so you know.
All right.
Oh.
Yep.
So,
but I mean, that's the thing. You just kind of, you got to know what you're made out of. You can't sit there and be on the sidelines and expect to get a first place medal. It doesn't work that way.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, the whole participation trophy era, that kind of just, you know, that was wrong.
It's bull. Right? Because
it is.
Where is your effort? Your effort is in the achievement, not in the steps. I mean, of course we all take the steps to achieve something, but it's a different kind of monkey to actually apply what you've learned to win the race. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
No, it's not you. I don't believe
it's
that.
It's not.
Goodness. If everybody in the race got a blue ribbon because the guy that ran across the finish line first is equal to the guy that came across last, then I don't get the competition.
Yeah, I understand. I'm more than sympathetic to people who have difficulties or have problems, emotional, physical.
Yeah.
But when you start removing the motivation to try and give people a pass for just, you know, giving up. Like, I can't relate to that at all. And sometimes we, you know, in a lot of society, we've kind of tiptoed around all of that so much to the point where we've given people free pass not to even try. And I don't like
right.
that.
Right. Precisely. And
because I was
you're
one of
100%
those
right.
I was one of those people who could have easily hid behind some of my problems and never gotten anywhere. But I had people like Rob and people like you who pushed me and I could have convinced myself I couldn't do a lot of, and then you find out that you're capable if you work hard and do it. And I like to put that out there that's not just a possibility. It's a probability if you really put the work in.
Absolutely. It gets away from you in a hurry. And I think if we don't adjust the way that we think in this country, or even your country, Crystal, that we're headed in the wrong direction and some bad things are going to happen to us. But I don't want to I don't want to go. I don't want to take the show that south. But
No. I mean, you know, it's a valid thing. You know, a lot of us just need somebody in our corner to cheer us and tell us we can, instead of giving us permission to can't. And I think that's a great point to bring up. And I think, you know, I've been there. I know, Brittany, from hearing you talk, you've obviously been there. Rob, of course you've been there, too. You've been through some of the hardest things people can get through with addiction. And Crystal, we talk about, you know, you and your past all the time. Every one of us here probably could have had an excuse to give up or had an excuse not to do anything. But when we find something like this where we have this community of people to push each other, there's incredible things happen when everyone together gets behind the same cause to push each other and root for each other. And here we are, four people on a show. All of us had varying degrees of success with this and changing our lives. And the people who listen to this and get inspired by it, it's a never-ending chain of people who are inspiring people to do better. And I think it's beautiful what you both brought to the table. I think your stories are incredible. And the fact that you're out there giving back constantly to people in the community and changing countless lives, I mean, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Brittany, I haven't ever told you this, but I'm going to go ahead and tell it on national radio that because of your hard work and success, I get messages daily of people who want me to coach them because of the effort and the things that you're accomplishing. So you're doing the right thing, girl. I really am very proud of you.
And I am very grateful for you, because I don't think I would be doing this as hard if I did not have you.
And I think I need to say, just Brittany, from reading your story, it's one of those things that you have gone from thinking that so much was impossible and you could read that in your story, and then to see you here tonight and to listen to you and hear you, I'm possible, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, Kale sucks. we're wrapping it up, and I thought I'd just completely throw things off the rails before we head out. Well, we're almost out of time.
Good
before
Lord.
We go, do you guys have anything you want to plug? A page, a group, a coaching, anything you guys want to put out there to the audience? I have to ruin every nice moment, don't I, Crystal?
Right.
Do you guys want to put your stuff out there?
I thought it was hilarious,
there?
Mike. Brittany, please go first.
I feel like I need to also give a little bit of credit to my other little nightmares on Rob's group. Jake has affectionately called us little nightmares. But when I was struggling right after coming off of 75 hard and I knew Rob was busy with Summit, those guys had my back and they got on a video call with me, and I feel like I need to thank them for just being there for me. And I also in the past, my girl Brittany and Jonathan have reached out, and they have not known that I was struggling, but something provoked them to reach out to me. And I am grateful for this network of people that have come to me and have landed in my lap. And I could not be doing this journey without them. Obviously Rob is like a very crucial part of my journey right now, but I also have a very great crew behind me as well that I feel like I need to give a little bit of credit to right now.
Awesome.
Rob, your turn.
I love it.
In July, there is a group of us that were in Warrior's Purpose. Ryan Hulse, Tanya Bennett, Scott French, and I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody else, but we're all going to be riding our bikes. There's a 250-mile limit, and everybody in that crew is going to do that 250 miles for Stop Soldier Suicide. And anybody that's listening, if you want to just drop a dollar, $10, $5 in the donation thing to help stop soldier suicide, I mean, we're losing 22 guys a day, and that's too many. That's 22 too many. So that's the plug I want to throw out there. Watch out for Stop Soldier Suicide.
That's a great cause. And do you have any link for that or anything you want to put out there? Or we can pop it on the Facebook page again later if you don't have any.
It'll be on the Facebook page. We've done this. This actually will be our third year. My third year. It'll be the second year as our Warrior Purpose group doing the challenge. But it's all
beautiful.
Over the place. It'll be in Tiger Battalion. I'll put it on my personal page. If
sure.
I can get it past Heather Berkowitz, I'll put it up on the DDPY page.
Awesome.
Please, Heather.
Well,
she's my new bestie,
we appreciate.
By the way. I don't know if you guys know that.
She's awesome.
I didn't. No. Oh, Brittany, are you going to be jealous?
I am. I'm very
you got
jealous.
You got a new bestie. New bestie.
Rude.
All right. They're about to kick us off here. So I wanted to thank you guys both for coming on with us. Sorry, I didn't. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, man. We're about ready to roll here. Crystal, are you going to blast us off into next week with a great quote? And then we'll head on out of here.
Okay, sure. So this week's quote is from Deepak Chopra. One of the greatest delusions of all time is believing that our thoughts are always truthful.
That's good. I love it.
Yeah,
love
it is
it.
Good.
That
one.
Was good.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you guys so much for coming on and joining us here tonight. It was a great episode, great inspiring episode. Thank you, Brittany, so much. Thank you, Rob Ramsey, so much. And to toast to Rob, let's all put our birds in the air. And we'll sign off here for another episode of DDP Radio, live right here at ddpradio.com. Thank you guys both. It was a great time, and we'll talk to you soon. Best of luck towards you, and I hope you come back and talk to us again, update us and everything that's going on, and check out the Warriors Purpose donations. Also, we're going to put that up on the Facebook page, the DDP Radio Facebook page, and that's an amazing cause to get behind. So thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you soon, and good night.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Page. Oh! Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.